The gospel today hits hard, especially as I reflect upon my own life as a young seminarian and a young priest. I came to America very poor, with little to nothing at hand. So even as a young child, I had the desire to prove myself to other people, that I'm one of the Americans. I'm one of the people here. I'm able to do it. And so for the longest time ever, as I have said to many of y'all, that my perfectionism got the best out of me. And I compare myself to other people a lot. And I was never happy about myself, because I would always find faults or something that I didn't do right, or something I didn't have enough. It made me pitiful, resentful, and very negative toward other people, toward myself, toward God. I was always unhappy about something, but yet I forgot about the talents that God had given to me. Perhaps the talents that God gave to me even today is still very little, but he asked me to persevere. He asked me to use what he had endowed and given to me, not only for my greater glory and service, but for his loving will. As a young man, as a young seminarian, sometimes I had lofty dreams of traveling all around the world to preach the gospel, the good news, and to work tirelessly for the kingdom of God. Other times, as a young priest, I wanted to prove myself that I can be a good parish priest in administration, in finance, in fundraising, to do the right thing so that I don't have to be looked or questioned by other people because my name looks different, sounds different. Other times too, I had the temptation of getting a doctorate in order to tell people that I can be an expert in this subject matter. All those things are all wonderful and nice, and sometimes they sound very pious, very real, and very passionate. But all of those things came from my will and not his will. It's my desire to prove myself, to somehow make myself feel better, but it never come from truly loving him. And this is where my whole life journey had changed. And it took a very long time for me to come to realize that God loves me not because I am perfect or because I am this or that. He loves me in my brokenness, in all of my imperfection, in all of my failures. He sees me and he loves me there, which helped me to overcome my self-imposed perfectionism and to receive healing that comes from him, and to be able to be okay with where he plants me at each moment of my life. I have learned, my brothers and sisters, that life does not have to be good. No, life does not have to be perfect to simply be good. There's goodness everywhere because God is with me. Whether he give me 2 talents or whatever, I have to use the things that he had given me at this present moment and to grow where I had been planted. In recent days, I had some great conversations with my assistant. He thinks that growing where God had planted you is not a good strategy because of his own past experience, and he doesn't think that is the right way. As a younger person, he believed that he should take more self-initiative and to pave his own way to escape the things or the reality or the workplace or the environment that he had been put in. He thinks he had the freedom to do so. But perhaps as an older person now, I see myself that, yeah, some of that passion is wonderful and nice. But also, at times, I just have to be humble, to step back, and to grow where God had planted me. Especially when I have come to recognize that all of my dreams, all of my hopes, all of the things that I wanted for myself never worked out. God had closed so many doors in my life to open the ones that he wants me to go through. God had plucked me and moved me and transported me into places that I never wanted to. And in this day and age, in this present moment in time, I have to learn to be patient a lot. To be patient with the environment that I'm in the pluralistic environment that does not always believe in God or be conducive in allowing me to preach the truth or to share the gospel. And the overabundancy of red tape that do not make sense to me at times. Sometimes people are so adamant about defending their ground or doing this and that so that they can assert control or power that I feel like it's not necessary. But this is the military. With all of its bureaucracy, policies, guidance, rules, instruction, and all the likes that overcomplicate things. And it makes me frustrated at times. But I have to bring all of that into prayer. And I said, Lord, help me to grow where you have planted me. Help me to use the talents that you have endowed to me. And help me, Lord, not to fixate on myself, on my want, on my desires, or my timeline, but to fix my heart on you. I have learned a lot to be patient, and that patience leads me towards humility, because it's never me who bring things to fulfillment. It never me who is the final actor or the conductor of everything. It does not depend on me, but I can humble myself and form myself and allow myself to be his instruments of peace. At times, it will take persistence. At times, it will take humility in learning to let go. But in recent days, God had taught me to persist. I was trying to help someone who is currently with us serving in our one of our coalition forces. And this person wanted to be Catholic so much. But yet, what seemed to be simple on the outside, it's overcomplicated by the facts. Number one, this person is not my subject. And second, this person belonged to another military, another nation, another chain of command. So I had to not only go through the military part, but also the ecclesiastical part in order to secure the permission to bring this person into the church, to give this person the sacraments of initiation that this person wanted for a long time. This person struggled for so long to become Catholic, even with the opposition of their parents. And I heard that, I sympathize with that, and I encourage that courageous faith. How many of us have that courageous faith? And I wanted to be supportive of that. But I still have to persist. I still have to be humble. I still have to be patient in fighting the fight. I have to understand and know what is right, what is real, what God is asking of me, not for my own glory. As a matter of fact, I have caused a lot of ruffles in order to make this happen, but in order to do what is right, in order to grow where God has planted me, and in order to help someone to grow in their faith as a Catholic. I'm sharing this with you now, my brothers and sisters, so that perhaps you can sympathize in your own life. And knowing that some of our past dreams and hopes and wants and desires do not always align with God's will for us, and it's okay to let them go. Instead of being resentful, envious, and jealous of other people, let them go and grow where He had planted us, and take the moment to know who we are called to be, who we are invited to grow, and what we have to do in order to be mature in that faith, in that place, in that situation, and in that stage of life where God had planted us. Perhaps He will give you more talents than He gives me, but I pray that each and every one of us will never allow the talents He has endowed to us be go to waste, so that we chase after vanities, after the things of this world, but use His talents so that we can render faithful service to Him and bring other people to love Him. My brothers and sisters, you are the church. Without your talents, without your gifts, without your uniqueness, we would not be here today. We need you, and all of us are all called to be faithful servants, to die to ourselves, so that we can render service to the faithful Master, to God, who hath always loved us and called us to greater things than ourselves, so that we can love Him and give ourselves to the kingdom.